0WGR monitoring on EchoLink. 0WGR, anyone out there in Greenville?
Out clear and easily.
Alrighty, I heard you. I'm talking to you from St. Louis, Missouri, but I grew up in Greenville, not too far from you.
Had my volume turned down and I couldn't hear you.
I said I'm talking to you from St. Louis, Missouri, but I grew up in Greenville, not too far from you.
And I've been around for quite a few years. I'm 80 years old and stay on the radio a lot. I don't talk a whole lot. I listen more than anything. It gives me something to do. I'm in a wheelchair and can't get out of the house, so I really enjoy my radios.
It's awesome. At least it gives you something to do. You know, it's a pleasure speaking with you.
Radio gives me something to do. I really enjoy it. I got a ICOM 7300. I use, you know, more than anything, but I got this other radio. It's just two meters where I can do a lot of check-ins, and all I check in with two or three clubs.
That's awesome. I just got my ham radio license on Friday, so I'm just now learning and trying to meet as many people as I can. My mom and my stepdad are still out there in Greenville, so I want to make sure I'm able to reach out there if possible.
Your radio really sounds good. You got a good voice in it. It sounds good. It's real clear. So of course on these radios you use your repeater and all, so it's a whole lot different than using channels and all on other radios.
Sir, all I have is I'm actually talking to you on my computer right now using EchoLink. I'm connected to the repeater on my Wi-Fi. The only radio I have right now is a little Baofeng, so just a little handheld, but hoping to upgrade eventually.
On that, that's what I got. I still got the ones I started with, them little handhelds. I checked in a lot of times till I got my other radios and all. And I really didn't buy too many radios till I got my general license, and that's when I spent a little money and got where I could really talk out and all. But I enjoyed them in both things. I got three of them. That's where I started, and I really enjoyed them. If you get you an outside antenna and put up, you don't have to be much at all. And you'll be surprised what that little radio would do.
I've seen a lot of videos about that, having an outside antenna connected to the handhelds, and it definitely looks like they can do a lot more than people think.
They sure do. I only my first when I first got started, I got me a Baofeng and I made me an antenna out of clothes hangers. And I put it up about 3 feet in the air, sitting out in the yard on a piece of PVC and all. And I used three coat hangers, or four really, not the one sticking straight up and others sticking down and all. But you can see that on. I got it off of YouTube, you know, and you'll be surprised what, I could check in airport around here. If all I had to do was have enough power to reach the repeater. If you reach it, you could get out.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to give something like that a shot. Sounds free, well, almost free and easy.
Well, I think it cost me about, it was less $10 for everything. The biggest thing was the part that you have to put in the PVC top to put the antenna on, plus you have to screw the cable onto it. And but I made that thing myself sitting here in the garage and went out there and put me a block, a cement block, and just set that PVC pipe down and put some rocks right in where it had to stand up straight and come in and run the coax into the house. And boy, I'll tell you what, I could get out and talk to all of them around here.
That's awesome. What do you know, some active repeaters out here that I can try and listen to, or maybe have my stepdad connect to so I can talk to him?
Right now for Blue Ridge, there's also one in Anderson. It's 14679. Yep, 14679. Oh, and they talk every night. It's Blue Ridge and Anderson, has a check in every night. You can check in. You don't have to be members or nothing. You got the license now to do it with, and you can get on a list. There's about Blue Ridge to have probably 50 people check in every night, just about, and they'll have about 25 in Anderson check in and all. It's just fun, and they give you time to like somebody like you, when it's over, they call it rank you, and they'll ask you, is any ranked you? You've asked some questions about your radio or something you could, an antenna or any problem you have whatsoever, they'll help you. Or they'll all come in there and do all they can for you.
That's awesome. I'll have to tune in one night whenever that's going on.
And on every night at 8:30. And Blue Ridge comes on every night at 9 o'clock. And they usually run back to back. Sometimes I won't get to hear every bit of Anderson before I have to turn it up to Blue Ridge. And, and just listen to them. And then I check in, too. And they check in a little bit different. At Anderson, you could just, when they start taking check-ins, you can just go in check in. And now in Blue Ridge, they check in by the alphabet. Like, they'll start off with A through D, and for your suffix on you. Call letters. The first letter after your number is where you'll fall in the alphabet. Because they do that, I guess, because they got so many and all. But I just love that. They'll have on Wednesday night now. Blue Ridge has a swap net. And they got things for sale, and he'll announce every one of them, everything they got. And anybody can put something in there for sale. So, if you list that, you might. And usually, what it is, it's stuff that people upgraded, and just put their old stuff up. It's all working. These guys don't have nothing that don't work good. So, sometimes he won't have hardly nothing, and sometimes he has a lot. But it's interesting to just listen at it. You can learn a whole lot just listening to other people talk, what they do, how they do it, when they do it, where they do it, and all that. You can learn a lot. I hadn't been doing it for about a year, just a little over a year, and, I got into it. I couldn't wait to go. I'm up tonight. I stay up a lot of time, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna have to listen in, and maybe hopefully I can get a good deal or something on a new radio eventually. But yeah, I'll definitely listen in. If you have EchoLink and you're able to listen all around the country, St. Louis has a lot of active repeaters as well. Again, I've only been on since Friday, but I've talked to quite a few people since then.
Really, like I say, there's another repeater down the little part of the state, I think they got one in Greenwood. They got one over in Edge, Georgia, I think over somewhere around Hartwell. There's a lot of in this area. You can go on the computer for a repeater book. Every one of them in the United States is listed, and it's by state, and then by counties, and then by cities. So you can about find anything you want.
Repeater books, how I found this one. I was just trying to find one right around my mom and my stepdad that I could talk to them on, maybe. So I'm glad I found this repeater, and I'll definitely be listening in.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. You really get into it and all. It's really a lot of fun. You'll meet some nice people. Of course, it's like everything else in the world now. There'll be there's one channel, going on all the time. So not on these radios, but on the big ones, which I think it's 200 megahertz or something like that. I can't remember, but I got it wrote down. I go by it. I don't stop at it. I don't like all that. But other than that, it's good. Most of them, especially if you stay on these repeaters, these club people, and they really good. They good people. They love to help you and all. And they give the test down around here too, about every at least once a month. And Blue Ridge gives it once a month, and Anderson does too, I think. It's good around here. I really enjoy it. I hope you get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
Well, I'm glad you're liking it. I really appreciate that. I'm probably going to hop off here in a minute. I just wanted to hop on the repeater and see if anybody was there. But it was a pleasure speaking with you, Dave, and 73 to you. You have a great rest of your night, and KF0WGR, clear on your final.
And hope you have a just really enjoy your radio. This is KR4DBR, 73, everybody.